Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7. Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates, text number 24. Tasmat sareshu bhuteshu. Dayam kuruta soridam. Bhavam asuram unmucha. Yatushat yadokshaja. Tasmat. Therefore, sarveshu, to all, bhuteshu, living entities, dayam, mercy, kuruta, show, soridam, friendliness, bhavam, the attitude, asuram, of the demons, who separate friends and enemies. Unmucha, giving up. Yaya, by which Tushati is satisfied. Adokshaja, the Supreme Lord who is beyond the perception of the senses. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Such mercy to all living entities, show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Prabhupada, the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, 1855, Bhakti mama vijananti yavanyas chasmitatvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of the demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Preaching is the best service to the Lord. The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in this service of preaching Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, 1869. Nicha tasmad manusheshu kasyan me priya krita maha. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear if one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy. Even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes the dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs his service to humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied and the mission of one's life is fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru devotee and preach Krishna consciousness. Yare deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By such preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied, and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantim richati. One is expected to understand these three formulas of knowledge concerning the Supreme Lord, that He is the Supreme Enjoyer, that He is the proprietor of everything, that He is the best well-wisher and friend of everyone. Preachers should personally understand these truths and preach them to everyone. Then there will be peace and tranquility all over the world. The word soridam, friendliness, is very significant in this verse. People are generally ignorant of Krishna consciousness, and therefore to become their best well-wisher, one should teach them about Krishna consciousness without discrimination. Since the Supreme Lord Vishnu is situated in the core of everyone's heart, everybody is a temple of Vishnu. One should not misuse this understanding as an excuse for such words as Daridra Narayan. If Narayan lives in the house of a Daridra, a poor man, this does not mean that Narayan becomes poor. He lives everywhere in the houses of the poor and those of the rich, but in all circumstances he remains Narayan. To think that he becomes either poor or rich is a material calculation. He is always Sat, Aishwarya, Purna, full in six opulences in all circumstances. Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu dayam kuruta sauridam bhavam asuram amucha yatushiti adokshaja. Therefore, my dear friends, born of the demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. There are different kinds of knowledge. One is called pratyaksha, which is direct perception. That which is perceivable through our gross senses. And then the other is anuman, which is by hearing from authorities. The other is realization. And the fourth, beyond the senses, is adokshaja. So adokshaja means that which is not perceivable, or simply can be understood by hearing from others, or cannot be understood simply by one's own personal understanding. It depends upon Krishna's revealing himself. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdite. Krishna can reveal himself as Brahman, or Paramatma, or Bhagavan. So here it mentions about Krishna revealing himself as Bhagavan. Bhaktaram gyage tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatpamam jantiri chiti. Now everyone is looking for peace, but here Krishna gives the actual peace formula. There is no other formula for peace or happiness other than this. One can imagine that there's some other methodology to obtain peace and happiness, but according to Krishna, that's not possible. First of all, one has to accept Krishna as the proprietor. If one cannot accept Krishna as the proprietor, then there's no opportunity, there's no possibility of accepting Krishna in any other method. In other words, if Krishna is not the proprietor of everything, then how can he be God? And if he is the proprietor and we don't know that, then we're in ignorance. And if we know that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, then we have some knowledge, something. So that's the basic principle. To get out of ignorance, we have to accept everything belonging to Krishna. Otherwise, material nature will keep us in ignorance. Because our main ignorance is that we don't know, Nitya Vidu Swartha Kathim Hi Vishnu, that Krishna is the proprietor, Ishvara Parama Krishnaha Satchitananda Vigraha or Ishvavasya Midam Sarvam Yatkinjat Jagat Jam Jagat Tena Tena Bunjitaha Magridaha Kasyasvidana. Everything within the universe is both owned and controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's our sabandha. That's where our basic philosophy is. Everything belongs to Krishna. So that's called knowledge. Now, further than simply ordinary knowledge is to become convinced that everything should be done for Krishna. That's called karma yoga. Everything is Krishna's property, and therefore everything should be utilized in Krishna's service. Then we can understand Krishna as the enjoyer. Using things in Krishna's service means that we recognize that not only we're not the proprietor, but whatever Krishna gives us is meant for his satisfaction. And Prabhupada said, his satisfaction is to utilize his energies to spread Krishna consciousness. If our energies are not being utilized to spread Krishna consciousness, at least within our family or our friends or something, then our energies are being misdirected. They're not going to be pleasing to Krishna. We're not going to be using them in a way that's pleasing to Krishna. Itataramula nisheshanena tripyanti tatskanda bhuto pushaka pranaharascha yatendriyanam tataiva sarvahanam atateja. If one waters the root of a tree, then the water will go to the leaves and the branches. If one supplies food to the stomach, then actually all the different parts of the body are served. Similarly, if one serves achyuta, then actually the demigods and everyone else will be satisfied. There's no other way of satisfying oneself or anyone else other than to service to Krishna. And service to Krishna means to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, yari deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh. That our actual meditation is, whoever we look at, whoever we come in contact with, our meditation is, how can I help this person understand their relationship with Krishna? If that's not our meditation, then it's called shravam evahi kevalam. We're just wasting our time. We may imagine ourselves in so many different identities, but unless we think ourselves as dasa, dasa, anadasa, then we're in the illusory energy. And being in the illusory energy, then our activities are also illusory. So Krishna has a mission, and his mission is to enlighten the devotees. So if we become an instrument to enlighten the devotees, then we are actually engaged in Krishna's service. And also Krishna wants to reestablish religious principles, so we should act religiously and teach others how to act religiously. Not only do we tell people Krishna is God, but we also tell people how to act to satisfy God. And that way we try to defeat the materialistic propaganda, the atheistic propaganda, the impersonalist propaganda, that there is no God and one can do whatever one likes and one will achieve something. Will achieve peace and happiness. And finally, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, that Krishna is the actual friend of everyone. Only by Krishna is our real friend because he takes us out of the material nature and brings us to the spiritual nature. What does it say in Bhagavad Gita in the 12th chapter? Yetu sarvani karmani maya sanyasi matraha. Is that right? Yeah. Yetu sarvani karmani maya sanyasi matraha ananya naiva yogena mam dayantu upasthate tesham aham samudarta mrityu samsara saragara avami nacharat partha maya veshu chetasa. For those who worship me, giving up all their activities into me, being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O Son of Pritha, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. So worshiping, serving, thinking about, these are the criteria, these are the requisites in order to go back to the spiritual world, in order to go to Krishna, in order to get out of material consciousness. We have, as Krishna will summarize, man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishasi satyam te prati jani priyosime. We invite people to come to hear about Krishna so they can begin thinking about him. Thinking about him means also to see him in this world, to see that this energy is not come about from nothing, but it's Krishna's energy, and he's created it. And he's given it a unique opportunity within the material energy to utilize it for his service. And if we can do something to try to please him, tell others about Krishna, whoever we meet, then we'll be able to think about Krishna, actually. And the more we think about Krishna, Savaimana Krishna Badara Vindayo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Vardhane, the more we think about Krishna, then the more we'll be able to become Krishna's devotee. And if we become Krishna's devotee, and we deepen that devotion, then we'll be able to worship Krishna properly. Then we'll find out how wonderful Krishna is, and we'll want to surrender to him. And then when we realize how nice it is to surrender Krishna, we'll utilize everything in Krishna's service and give up everything unnecessary and be completely dependent upon Krishna. Then our attraction for the material nature and those who are trying to withdraw our minds away from Krishna will stop, and will become the best friend of Krishna and try to help others become the friends of Krishna also. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj is teaching to his schoolmates. Although they're born of asuras, still they're not so bewildered as their fathers are, and therefore, especially since it's Satyuga, their brains are more powerful than ours, and therefore they can immediately understand what Prahlad Maharaj was talking about, and they could begin devotional service. For us, it takes a little bit longer. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I don't understand about duality. Does that mean that Krishna don't want that we can have some friends?
Yeah, you can make everyone your friend by helping them become Krishna conscious. He's talking about material friends and enemies based upon attachment. We consider someone my friend because they'll give me something material. And we consider someone my enemy because they'll take something away. But since nothing belongs to me, therefore it's illusion that someone is giving me something because it still belongs to Krishna. And if someone takes away, I haven't lost anything because it belonged to Krishna. So this conception of friends and enemies is illusory. But the real friend is someone who helps to become Krishna conscious. And our real enemies is our mind when we deviate from Krishna consciousness. Anything else? Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.